I think one of the best things that I learned in my study of economics is the concept of benefit-cost analysis. And it's a concept I've used not just professionally, but in my private life. When you're looking at an activity, whether or not to do it, look at the benefits versus the cost and making sure that the benefits exceed the costs. And those benefits aren't always dollar benefits. In some cases, they're non-monetary benefits, such as health and so forth. But I think that's a good test, is to look at benefits and costs on every single activity. And I think it's a way of looking at things, not only things that you're contemplating doing, but also things that have been done. And one of the things that I would do is to apply that concept and look at city activities and make sure that that they pass the benefit-cost test. The other aspect that I think is particularly important is when you're dealing with taxpayer funds, the level of responsibility increases, and you have to have a level of transparency. And that level of transparency has to extend out to people who want information. I would welcome the press. I would welcome individuals to come and look at the city's books. And I actually applaud Mayor Watts. I think Logan's a well-run city, and I would certainly continue that. I think as you look at what a city does, that it has to be somewhat evaluated in terms of the nature of the community. And what a city reaches out to do has to be at least somewhat preconditioned by the people and what they can afford, and that we need to live within our means. One of the themes of my campaign has been, I'll always be careful with your tax dollars, because they're not generated by the city, they're generated by individuals.